Hey, welcome to 2017, everybody. So glad you're joining me here. Today, I talk with Chris Lambernini. Most of you know him. He's kind of a legend in the cleaning industry. Multiple multi-million dollar businesses. Really, really smart guy. It's always a pleasure when I get a chance to talk to him. And I also hope you guys like my new podcast intro. Going into this year, I thought I'd make a few changes. I hope you enjoy.
Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action.
Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. This is Josh Latimer, the Quick Talk Podcast, where my job's to deliver you no fluff, straight to the point, high-level business insight that you can actually apply to your life. And today, I'm talking to Chris Lambernini. He's not your average guy from New Jersey. He's built multiple multi-million dollar businesses. He's really, really sharp, and he is going to crush 2017. So I asked him, Chris, can you come on my podcast and tell our listeners how they can crush 2017? Because I know that Chris is going to do it. Chris, how are you?
Hey, Josh, I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing really well, and I'm enjoying this little mini series here to get people fired up. You know, this is the time. This is the time of year to join the gym so that you can cancel it in February. You know, the parking lot's full for like a month and then it's empty. Why does that happen?
People get lazy.
Yeah.
They're not writing down their goals. They're not taking it for real.
Yeah. I think there's all of those things are true. They get really emotional and fired up, but they don't do any planning. There's no strategy behind it. There's no accountability. I don't want to steal your thunder, but you know, I've asked you to give us your top three tips kind of on how to crush 2017, whatever that looks like for you. There's no wrong answer. What's tip number one in your opinion, Chris?
Relax. You do not need to do everything right now. It's not that urgent. You have way more opportunity in front of you than you have time to do it. Look at it strategically, pick a couple things, pick a couple directions, and double, triple down on those and say no to a lot more.
Oh, man, I love that. I didn't expect that. You caught me off guard, but relax. I could take that advice myself because it can be overwhelming thinking about the future and I got to hurry up, I got to build this empire, I got to do this, I got to do that, but we really do have enough time to accomplish significant things, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so if people are relaxed, they're going into 2017, they want to crush their business goals, they're chilled out, they know that they got time, what's the second thing they can do?
This one is something I'm trying to get a lot better at myself, and I've noticed that when I work like this, things are a lot better across the board, and that is work in cycles or phases. Focus super hard on just one thing for bursts of time, whether it be a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Ignore everything. Focus really, really, really hard on one specific thing for a burst of time. And I promise you, you'll be wildly shocked at how great that turns out and how much better that is for you than diversifying yourself too much and puking out a bunch of junk.
Wow. So let's talk about that a little deeper. So, for example, if you need to build employee systems, or maybe you don't have a hiring or an onboarding packet, you don't have any of the docs, you have no employee workbook, you don't have any kind of leadership development program, you don't really have any of that. Rather than trying to do everything at the same time and giving, you know, a half hour a week towards that, shut everything off, lock it down, and focus just on that one thing until you get it complete. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, like when you can focus is the most powerful tool. And now there's just so much stuff stealing your focus every second. People calling you, your phone blowing up, all these weird apps on your phone pinging you about everything, checking into Facebook 20 times a day. It doesn't matter if you were to take that time and just throw it down on the table and really focus on it, you're going to build something amazing, something beautiful, something that you could have never done if you tried to work on that while being distracted.
Oh, that's awesome. So we got number one, relax, chill out. It's going to be okay. You got what it takes. And number two, focus. Or as you worded it, I think you said work on items in your business in cycles or bursts of time, right? Is that how you said it, Chris?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And so thirdly, bring it home for us. What's the last thing that you think people should do to have their best year ever?
Wake up early every day, get a little exercise in, throw 10 minutes at a little meditation. You don't have to get weird or new agey, but just sit with your own thoughts for 10 minutes a day. And if you tell me you don't have 10 minutes a day to do that, you really need 2 hours of it. Be clear with your goals. Write down what you want to accomplish. Be super specific. Don't write down, I want to make a lot more money in 2017. Write down, I want to make $127,000 more in 2017 and keep 35% of that as profit. Be specific. Get up early. Get your head right. And focus.
Well, I love that. Spend 10 minutes in silence. And if you say you don't have time for that, you need 2 hours of that. That is a really good quote. And I think that's true. I'll tell you, one of the hardest things on the planet to do for someone who's not in the rhythm you're describing is to do that for the first 10 minutes, to actually sit there with your own thoughts. I feel like we're like rats in a lab and we're overstimulated to the point where I almost feel like it's impossible for me sometimes to just be quiet and to be still and to not touch my phone and to just be silent for 10 minutes. I mean, you've been doing this for a while. Was it hard for you to get started in that?
Yeah, I guess. It's just, you know, something that's developed over time when I started realizing like, wow, in the morning I can get more done when there's no one around. But then from there, it kind of developed into I can get more done if I wake up early and I don't look at anything work related for 2 hours. I will sit down. I'm not going to get into my email, but I'll just like sit down and I'll think about like, all right, this is kind of the big picture thing. Am I on track? What are the 5 most important things I can do today to have the most impact on moving me towards my next goal without jumping into your email and like, you know, getting on Facebook and like looking around and start fiddling around with that stuff right away, your day's screwed.
It's over. I agree. I heard Michael Hyatt say that just having your goals written down, this is a university study by somebody, I don't remember who, but he said just the act of having them written down automatically gives you a 42% increase in likelihood that that goal will happen just by writing it out. And someone like you, Chris, you write them down every morning and then you write them down before you go to bed. And then you wake up and do it again. And then you go to bed and do it again over and over and over. So I think that's incredible. So look, you got relax. We have to work in focused bursts on one thing at a time. Say no to everything else. And lastly, how did you word it? You said...
Basically, it can be boiled down to wake up early every day, spend some time on yourself, maybe do a little exercise, stretch out, you know, think, meditate, whatever you want to call it. There's this great app called Headspace. I can't recommend it enough. You sit down, listen to that for 10 minutes in the morning, completely clears you and gets you ready to conquer the world.
Number three is to relax and to get some clarity in your life. Spend some time in silence. Do a little journaling, all that kind of stuff. I love it, Chris. That's amazing. Super appreciate it. You know, before we recorded this, I was bragging about how I got up at 5:20 this morning. And then you quickly shot me down because you get up at 4:30. You're like, why are you sleeping in, Josh? What are you, lazy? But 5:20 to me is a big deal. So I'm working my way towards the 4:30 goal. Don't know if we'll ever get there. But Chris, thank you so much for your time, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it very much.
Have a great day, Josh.
Hey, my friends, I want to invite you to hang out with me on January 12th. Now, many of you know I launched my Automate, Grow, Sell Small Business Bootcamp about a year ago. And over the last year, in 2016, we had over 115 small businesses in a variety of service industries join me and the rest of the bootcamp members to go through the bootcamp, right? This is a high impact, massively disruptive, in a good way, bomb for your business. It can change everything. And in all seriousness, it has doubled and even tripled some of our members' businesses the first year that they're in the boot camp. Now, we also learned a lot. And so we've made some adjustments to the way that the course is laid out, to the content that's in it. And we have a new game plan going into 2017 to really help you make 2017 your very, very best year in business ever. Ever. We've had massive feedback. We've done a lot of research and data with our current members to figure out, you know, what can we add to the bootcamp to make it better? What was missing? How can we add more and more value? There's a lot included. I don't have to go into all of it now. I just want you to know that on January 12th, you can join me for free, and I'm going to do a teaching on how to make 2017 your very, very best year in business ever. And that might look like anything. There's no wrong answer, but that's for you to decide. For me, the last 2 years I owned my business before I sold it, I only worked 5 hours a week in the business. That's a real true story. The business still did over $150,000 a month, and it was totally automated. That's what I teach you how to do in the bootcamp, right? So whether you want to have a really big business or a smaller business that's boutique but highly profitable, that's what we can teach you. But the most powerful part of the bootcamp is the membership, the community, all these other businesses, because we have a private mastermind group on Facebook that's hidden. It's secret. It's just for the bootcampers, and there are very, very smart people in the bootcamp. So there's a lot there, and on the webinar, I'm going to walk you through it, screenshot it, lay out what's in it, and the methodology behind the teaching and what it can do for you, right? Because look, 2017 is going to sneak up on you and fly by just like this year did. There's no reason in the world to not investigate. Hang out with me on January 12th and just take a peek. Just take a look and see what we have to offer you. It could change everything for you. So I hope you register. It's totally free, and I will see you on January 12th.